As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And we head on into hour number two here. Welcome to it. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios today. Tony Gwynn Jr. is idle. He'll be back with us tomorrow from Seattle. That's where the Padres will play the Mariners. Little two-game series to start off a five-game road trip that includes a trip to San Francisco. The Giants took the Padres the last 2 days. Like, who are these guys?
You know, the Giants have been so badly.
McCray, two home runs. Encarnacion, Matos, Casale. Got beat by really a bunch of borderline minor leaguers.
At least Matt Chapman did something. That's a
name. I was going to say, if Matt Chapman does something, I can live with it. You got beat by borderline minor leaguers the last 2 days. Padres lead in the wild card. Now a scant 2 games. Over the hard-charging Braves and Mets. Braves are home to Cincinnati tonight. Mets are in Toronto. Let me double-check that. I think that's right. Yeah. Diamondbacks are idle tonight. But by the time the Padres take the field tomorrow, their lead could be a game and a half in the wild card. And that's getting a little too close for comfort.
Especially for those who live through 2021 like me and you.
I know. I really don't think it's going to... get away. I think this Padre team is too good. But we talked about it at the beginning, Scraby. I think it's time to move Bogarts to short because I don't see Ha-Seong Kim coming back anytime soon. And getting Solano and or Peralta's bat back in the order. And I think you got to consider switching Jackson Merrill and Jerickson Profar. Nobody loves Profar more than I do. But right now... that has nothing to do with it. The only thing that has to do with it now is getting some wins, and you've got to have them.
I have to know how I have to think that Profar, playing all the games that he has with his hurt knee this year, he's got to be hurting or something.
Could be wearing down a little. Maybe he's just not as good as he was. I mean, is that fair?
And no, I don't mean it in a negative light. It's in the same season, so.
I don't mean it in a negative light, but Jerickson Profar is not a 320 hitter.
Okay, well, that's different. Yes, okay. He's not. He's not a 320 hitter, but he was a guy who carried the team for a lot of this season.
If he stopped right now, 22 home runs, 82 RBIs would both be career highs.
Yeah.
All right? That's with 3 weeks to go. He's been amazing, but his batting averages over the years, 254, 278, that was with the Padres in the short year, 2020. 227, 243, 242. You know, I mean, he was hitting 320 for most of the season. That wasn't going to hold up, unfortunately. We'll see. Padres, like I said, back at it tomorrow. We'll worry about it then. Before we get to the Daily Gambit, a couple of NFL notes to discuss, because I know there's people with fantasy rosters out there that are concerned about the likes of, say, Puka Nacua.
Me.
Who went out of the game yesterday.
What a loser. I'm just kidding.
You are so mean to guys that get hurt.
No, I'm so mean to guys in my own football division.
You're so bad.
Puka Nacua,
knee injury last night, going
to
be placed on injured reserve. That means he misses a minimum of 4 games. That is not what Puka Nacua owners had in mind. Cooper Kupp picked up the slack, though, slightly.
Slightly? Are you kidding
14
me?
Catches he had last night.
He had like 20-something targets.
Yeah, there was no Puka Nacua. The other injury today, Josh Allen. He's kind of an important guy for a lot of people's roster. Hand injury.
Yeah.
They were concerned. Not concerned anymore. Sean McDermott said he passed through everything. Sean McDermott. This is Buffalo.
Oh, sorry.
Allen will be okay. He'll practice this week and be ready to torture and terrorize the Dolphins on Thursday night in Miami.
The Bills...
He always terrorizes Miami, so I'm just kind of getting that out of the way.
The Bills, they looked pretty terrible in the beginning of that game, I gotta say.
Miami looked pretty terrible in the beginning of their game. And, I know you don't want me to talk too much about Miami, so I won't. But I honestly was happy to see them win a game in which they faced a little... some obstacles. Miami's the type of team that rolls beautifully when everything's working.
It does.
Normally when it's not, though, they go away. But I thought, yesterday they were down the whole game. They weren't playing well. I was happy the way they won that game. Anyway, let's see. One more, couple of other things. This doesn't matter too much to a lot of people, but the Commanders cut their field goal kicker. That's what happens when you miss 2 field goals on the opening week of the season. See you later. And this story, which I have to get to, in the NFL, Deshaun Watson could not have played any worse yesterday, to my great delight. But now another lawsuit has been filed against this guy, accusing him of sexual assault and battery. Again, it was back in October of 2020, so I'm sure there's many who think it's a little weak coming up with this now. But on top of the other 24 cases against this guy, it's just another reason why the Browns are one of the stupidest organizations in sports. But they're paying the price for it because Deshaun Watson's just terrible. And they owe him $230 million. Actually, they don't owe it to him. They've already given it to him. $230 million.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. 24 lawsuits filed against him in 2022. And now more for Deshaun Watson to deal with. All right. Let's get to some winners, losers. Got a lot of it from the weekend Daily Gambit time.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I'm going to review all the bets that we made on Friday, but I have this to start off our NFL betting. This was posted by @BrBetting, Bleacher Report Betting. This person put together a joke bet that ended up hitting. They put 10 cents down
okay.
on a 5-pick parlay, and all of these players had to score the first touchdown in their game.
In their game.
So it was plus. Wow. It was plus 13,721,300 on the odds. Needed Travis Etienne to score first. Happened. Kyle Pitts to score first. Happened. Tony Pollard to score first. It happened. Rashid Shaheed to score first. It happened. Aaron Jones to score first. It happened.
Wow.
So they hit on this. They bet 10 cents. They got $13,000 on this.
All right.
So sometimes if you're going to make a joke bet, note to self, put down 10 cents.
Put down 10 cents. Yeah, you won't mind if you lose. $13,000 on that.
Yeah.
Five guys got the first touchdown of the game.
That's insane.
That's pretty. And it wasn't exactly five-star players either.
No, it was five random players.
Five random players. That's a pretty. That's an interesting
one.
Yes,
I wanted to bring
that
up, though, because we talk about these crazy bets all the time. If you're going to make a crazy bet, bet for 10 cents.
Bet a dime. Yeah, that's smart.
All right. Eagles were 2-point favorites over the Pack on Friday night, and Chris chose the Eagles. I chose the Packers. The Eagles won 34-29, so Chris wins that one. More rushing yards, Saquon Barkley or Josh Jacobs. Chris chose Jacobs. I chose Saquad. Saquon had 109 versus the 84 for Josh Jacobs, so I win that one. Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, who had more passing yards? Both of us chose Love. Both of us were wrong. Jalen Hurts had 278.
We would have won that one if Love didn't get hurt with one play to go in the game.
I don't know if that's true.
He might have thrown one desperation pass for 20 yards.
He could have. You're right.
You never know.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oregon State. We haven't even talked about this yet, Chris.
Yeah, well, there's a reason we haven't talked about this. There wasn't a lot to talk about.
They were 6-point favorites over the Aztecs on Saturday night. Chris chose the Aztecs. I chose the Beavas. And the Beavas won 21-0. 21-0 doesn't describe. I mean, it was closer than that for most.
Right, 21-0's a little unfair because it sounds like you just got demolished. It was 7-0 for most of the game, and the Aztecs also had a drive down inside the 5-yard line where the kid freshman quarterback fumbled the ball going trying to get into the end zone. But I know Aztec fans are like, oh, more of the same, and you know we're never going to score again, and Sean Lewis, and he doesn't know. I still like what I'm seeing out there. They played a better team this week, and they're not quite ready to step up to that level. Doesn't mean they won't at some point be ready to. This is still a freshman quarterback. You have to give at least mid-season before you really start making a rating. And until they can stop committing penalties on every other play, it really doesn't matter what this poor quarterback does, Scraby. He's in second and 19 every possession.
It's true.
They've got to stop doing that.
Yeah, second and forever is never going
to
work.
No, they made 8 more penalties in the first half, and that stopped every one of their drives. You cannot keep doing that. And, you know, I know Sean Lewis knows that. I'm not telling him something he doesn't know. But until that cleans up, I don't even know if I can worry about the freshman quarterback. Because, hey, sorry to say this, but Patrick Mahomes isn't going to be too successful on second and 19 all day long. He might hit a few of them.
He might be the only guy.
Right, he might be, but you know what I mean? It's just not, you can't do that to a freshman quarterback.
No, and Sean Lewis after the game took full responsibility. They got another tough game coming up against Cal.
Yeah, Cal beat Auburn this week, which is not a bad win for Cal.
Not a bad win at all. So. Not good for the Aztecs, though.
All right.
We'll see how that all works out. All right, LSU minus 48.5 on the spread over Nicholls State. I chose Nicholls State. Chris chose LSU. It was 44-21 LSU.
Come on, LSU. Just fire that idiot coach, Brian Kelly. Let him take all his money and leave us all alone.
But where's his accent going to go? That was a terrible accent. I'm never going to try that one again. Even though I've done a better southern accent with Brian Kelly before.
Brian Kelly, ugh. What a waste of money that was, LSU fan. Sorry.
Or Oregon Ducks minus 19 over Boise State. You chose Oregon. I chose Boise. Oregon won, but they only won by 3-30.
Oregon was the third-ranked team at the beginning of this season, which is why you just shouldn't have preseason rankings. Oregon's obviously not that good, at least not yet.
I was thinking a lot about the preseason
rankings. Boise State had this game. Oregon had to pull it out right at the very end, the last play of the game field goal.
For some reason, I was thinking about this all weekend long, about the preseason rankings. They should just not have any. And everybody starts at the same spot, and then you rank them.
At the end of the first month, or the end of October.
First,
That's what they should do, but they'll never do it because they know it gets eyeballs. People want to watch the ranked teams, even if they don't deserve
see your
to
team
be
ranked.
They don't deserve to be ranked.
All right. Caitlin Clark, big news in the WNBA. Angel Reese announced that she's going to be out for the season, so it looks like Caitlin Clark's going to win Rookie of the Year due to that. But Caitlin Clark over under 20.5 points in the game on Friday. Chris went under. I went over. She had 25.
Can I just say that this injury to Angel Reese has avoided one of the biggest controversies we were ever going to have in the history of sports.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was the Hatfields and the McCoys people on this. Caitlin Clark, clearly the Rookie of the Year. Nope. Angel Reese, clearly the Rookie of the Year, and you're an idiot for thinking otherwise. Thankfully, this got decided. Caitlin Clark has really been good, though.
She
for 2.5 months, Angel Reese has been really good, too. But I don't think, I mean, Caitlin Clark's led her team into the playoffs. Angel Reese obviously didn't get her team to that point.
Yeah.
I would have felt that Caitlin Clark was going to win anyway. But it was, man, what a crazy controversy that all was. I mean, people were really emotional about that.
Emotional is a good word for it.
All right.
Final thing, Michael King over under 6.5 strikeouts Friday against the Giants. We both went over. He had 8 Ks.
All right, you had a good game. You were 5-3. I didn't do well.
All right, I have two prop bets before we go.
Okay.
Christian McCaffrey over under 113.5 rushing plus receiving yards, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over.
He normally gets that in the first quarter.
I was going to say.
So he's so elusive. 113. The Jets are awfully good, though.
I'm really concerned, actually, about his calf injury that slightly mysterious this whole preseason.
113 is going to be a good night for him, but he's so good. They go to him so many different ways. I'll say under.
Under.
After having said that, yeah.
All right.
That's a lot.
Aaron Rodgers, over under 233.5 passing yards.
I don't see how he's going to make it if he can't get through the first series without getting injured. So,
so under.
Which is what I'll be rooting for. Isn't that terrible?
It doesn't. Yes,
it's terrible, but it's kind of true. I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers have any success at all.
Although
I'm tired and over this guy.
I really enjoyed last year when they said Aaron Rodgers' highlight package was him running out with the flag before the
game. That's all that happened last year.
I'm going to say over.
How many?
I'm going to say 233.5
against the 49ers.
The 49ers secondary is not good.
All right, I'll say under.
All
also.
Right, that's it.
All right, here we go with our stuff for tonight. I got a few of them, but let's start with your game. Niners-Jets, over under 43 points, Scrabe. How you seeing this game tonight?
That's a lot.
That's 6 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion. 43
points. I think it's going to be under.
Under.
Yeah.
These two teams are both, I think, really good defensively. I think it's hard to bet under in any NFL game, though, because points just keep on coming.
They do.
But you're right. I mean, can the 49ers, I'll say over just because I have a weird feeling.
Lots of scoring in this one.
Not a lot, but I think enough to slip over that line.
Okay.
All right, who's going to complete more passes? Aaron Rodgers or Broccoli Purdy?
Stop calling him that.
I like that name, Broccoli Purdy. Who are you going with? I'm first here.
Okay.
I'm going to go with your guy because, again, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to make it. Purdy
so
dumping off to McCaffrey. I'll say Purdy has more completions.
I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers has more completions.
All right. Got ya. Who has more rushing yards, only rushing, Breece Hall or Christian McCaffrey? You're up for this one.
Breece Hall helped me win my championship last year.
Yes, he did.
He was very good.
He's very good.
I'm going to say CMC, though.
He's running against an awfully good, but
yeah,
so is McCaffrey. That's a tough one. I'll say Breece Hall just to have some fun. Debo or Brandon Ayuk? More receiving yards. You know, I don't know who Sauce Gardner's going to guard, right? But I think Debo will get free because they use him in crazier ways.
Different ways.
Ayuk also, I don't think, is going to make the whole game. I think, what? Well, they're going to take him out here and there. He didn't go to practice very much. I don't think he's ready. I'm going Debo is why I'm doing that. For Ayuk, just not ready to play a full 60 minutes.
I agree with you. I'm going Debo.
Go Debo.
I also think they want to make him happy early.
Yeah, they better make Debo happy. If he gets mad, look out.
Well, if he gets mad, he'll just pretend like he doesn't want to play for the team anymore. Again.
Like everybody else does, and then they get their money.
Did you see what happened with Brandon Ayuk? 49ers said, hey, we have this trade. By the end of the day, we're going to trade you. You tell us not to, and we won't. And he finally said, all right, I want to stay here.
Whatever. I don't believe Brandon Ayuk in any way, shape, or form. But as it turned out, the 49ers gave in and gave him what he wanted. Way too much money for a number two receiver. On to baseball. Paul Skeens is on the mound tonight. Your guy.
Who's that?
Paul Skeens.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. No, 6.5 strikeouts against...
He's still playing, or he's still pitching well.
He's pitching well, but Jackson Merrill keeps hitting home runs.
That's
and
true.
Keeping that rookie of the year lead. 6.5 strikeouts against the Marlins.
I'm going to go... Oh, against the Marlins? I'm going over.
Over. He's due for an over. He's been stuck at like 5 or 6 Ks lately. Dodgers-Cubs tonight in L.A. Kyle Hendricks and Walker Buehler... Can they combine to keep the teams under 10 runs? No, they cannot. Kyle Hendricks is really not good. Bueller's been bad, too.
I've seen... I saw Kyle Hendricks pitch against the Twins when I was at Wrigley.
Yeah.
Didn't go well for him, so I'm going to go over.
Over as well. And finally, which team scores more runs tonight? The Mets at Toronto or the Braves at home versus Cincinnati? It's a tough one because we're rooting against both teams. Who's going to score more runs tonight, Scraby? The Braves are at home. The Mets are in Toronto.
I mean, the Mets have been so good. I'm going to say the Mets.
The Mets. All right, I'll say the Braves at home. And we'll see how we do tomorrow on that. All right, break time. Check of traffic. When we come back, we're coming up on the Big Five. But I want to, well, we're doing your Eliminator League update in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, 4:20, yeah.
But I still think people are thinking about fantasy football. And yesterday was a really weird day. A really weird weekend. I'll explain when we come back on Gwen and Chris.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
3:26 the time, Chris Ello, Mr. Scraby alongside Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Tony Gwynn Jr. is idle today. We'll talk with him tomorrow. He'll be in Seattle with the Padres. Padres, I imagine, are there, out of the heat, getting ready.
Is it hot up in Seattle?
Yeah, I'm not sure, honestly.
Let me see.
Probably not quite this hot.
It's a nice 70 degrees. It'll be 68 degrees tomorrow night with some cloud cover.
In Seattle?
Yes, and 62 degrees in Seattle on Wednesday.
May have to go up to that game tomorrow.
It's actually supposed to cool down.
You think tomorrow's the day it'll cool down?
Let me see.
My weather guy?
Well, yes, of course.
You're going to be my weather guy.
Remember, I'm Al Roker. Are you kidding me?
Al Roker.
On Wednesday, it's supposed to be 75.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, I heard.
Yeah, tomorrow's 83, it says, for Carlsbad.
Doable.
I melted this weekend. So.
It's been hot for everybody.
Are you serious? Like, it's been more than hot.
Yeah,
it was
not going to complain. We could live elsewhere.
You know what popped up on my phone recently, and it's about the weather. It was you being so upset about the hurricane last year that never actually came.
I was upset about that.
I had to go back and look for it, and I was listening to it, and it was hilarious. You're like, where is this hurricane? I changed my entire weekend around for this hurricane, and it never happened.
Everybody changed their weekend around for that hurricane that never happened.
That was funny.
I recall that. Fantasy football, everybody's into it. Week one. We already applauded Scraby for winning the baseball title for a second year in a
row. Double champ is here.
So having done that, I can say that you did lose your first weekend of football.
You didn't do well. I got crushed.
Tony was a winner. I come down to one thing and one thing only tonight. I'll put it out there so you can root against me if you wish, or maybe you want to send some positive vibes my way. But I'm winning by exactly 11.5 points. And I'm facing the 49er kicker tonight. So it's as simple as that. If he scores 12 points, I lose. If he scores 11 or fewer, I win. That's it. And you wouldn't think it matters, Scraby. It's only the first week of fantasy football. I hate to say it like this. I feel like my entire week's worth of happiness is riding on what happens in this situation.
See, when I stopped drinking, I let all that stuff go.
You let it all go.
I used to be hardcore. It will bother me. I will be an angry human being.
I'm going to be an angry human being if he makes his 12th point tonight. There's no two ways about it.
He's not going to, because the 49ers are going to score a bunch of touchdowns.
11 touchdowns?
Just extra points.
And only extra points. Well, I hope you're right. But that's what my game comes down to tonight. So if the 49er kicker, who is Jake Moody, if he gets 12 points worth of fantasy, consider me to be a miserable human being tonight.
Well, I mean, I lost if we're going to talk about my winnings, I got to talk about my losings. And
yeah.
I lost by 42 points, 137 to 95. So yeah. That was
well, if you're going to lose, you might as well let it all hang out.
That was great.
I thought it was an interesting week, though, because you look at some of these players in fantasy. Jaden Daniels versus Kirk Cousins at quarterback. Jaden Daniels, who really wasn't very good in the game, still scored 28.2. Kirk Cousins scored 6.2.
Kirk Cousins looked like Kirk Cousins.
He did. Running backs. Did you have J.K. Dobbins or
did not.
Rashad Stevenson?
Ramondre.
I'm Ramondre Stevenson. Thank you. 22.9 for Dobbins, 21.6 for Stevenson. I left Dobbins on my bench, which probably seemed like a good idea at the time.
You wouldn't have started him.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It was a good idea at the time. I wish I had started him. On the loser side for running backs, you could have had Javonte Williams, 3.3, or last year's touchdown champion, Raheem Mostert, 3.9. So those were bad games. The receivers is where it really stood out. I did start Jaden Reed, 34.6. Cooper Kupp, a lot of people were like forgotten about Cooper Kupp for some reason.
Yeah.
I saw Puka Nacua rated ahead of him by almost every place. Cooper Kupp scored 32 last night.
14. Did he have more than 14?
14
catches?
Receptions.
Yeah.
On the other side, I could see a lot of teams out there fielding this three-man receiving lineup. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Marvin Harrison, and Chris Olave. If you did that, congratulations on your 8.8 points
total?
Combined. Total.
Oh, man.
For those three guys. Tight ends. Who are you more likely to draft if you were looking in the Baltimore direction? Mark Andrews, 3.4, or Isaiah Likely, 26.6?
I don't think that's going to happen again.
Well, we'll see. It was a strange week. If you put together the lowest score possible among players that, you know, you'd like, 27 points, the winning score, 219, if you took the high-end guys.
It was a weird
life
week
in fantasy football.
You
can't overreact after week one.
No,
that's always a thing with fantasy football.
But it's frustrating when you have players that are supposed to score.
If you have
Amon-Ra
St. Brown, he was the fourth overall pick in the league, or fifth. You know, you're like, when are we going to throw to this guy?
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing was with him, he didn't have any bad games last year, like ever. But he had one yesterday or last night.
Kyler Murray had he had a good first half, and then he had a terrible second half.
Yeah.
And he overthrew, or he didn't throw it to Marvin Harrison Jr., even though there literally was no one within like 20 yards of him. So.
That hurts.
It does.
That hurts.
But I can't say that I'm surprised. Marvin Harrison Jr.
There's a lot of funny things that happen in fantasy football. I know Jerome Ford for Cleveland scored a who-cares touchdown with like 5 seconds to go in the game.
And that was amazing.
That's a big touchdown for a lot of people. And same goes for, Jaden Daniels, who got one late for Washington and took it away from Brian Robinson, who I needed to score that touchdown. It's so funny what we root for because we're fantasy football fans.
Of course.
Has nothing to do with the actual game on the field.
No, of course not. And you know who else? If you had Chris Boswell, who was the kicker for the Steelers, he had a lot of points.
26. Brandon Aubrey almost tried a 71-yard field goal.
Which is crazy.
He was ready for a 66-yarder, which would have, I think, tied Justin Tucker's record. And then they got a penalty and moved him back, and he was still out on the field for the 71-yarder.
I wanted to see
And then the Browns called timeout, and Mike McCarthy changed his mind. First of all, what are the Browns calling timeout? Are you trying to jinx him from 71 yards?
You're icing him from 71?
Yeah, icing him from there.
And don't let them have time to think about it, because you could have returned that.
You could have blocked and returned that, sure.
I said that the kickoff was going to be exciting, and it for the most part it's not. But there are times where you
we
can
did
see
have
why
one.
Why the idea is
we did have
is
one
there.
Brought back yesterday. You're right, the kid for the Cardinals, DJ Dallas.
Yeah.
But other than that, almost every kickoff was just a touchback and not much to do about.
Now
anything.
My question was, and I didn't see any of this because I know that the Seahawks were. Or the Broncos defense got two safeties on the Seahawks yesterday.
That was strange. Yes.
Do they still have everyone run down the field when you punt it away?
Yes, on a safety.
See,
it's,
that's so
it's
weird.
Like, I know, it's like the old style kickoff. And college football hasn't changed their kickoff.
No.
So evidently it's safe enough for those guys. Just not safe enough for the NFL.
Just like in high school.
Yeah. You know, there's so many weird things about all that.
All of it.
All right. Big Five's next. Gwen and Chris keeps on rolling. All right, welcome back. 3:40 is the time. Chris Ellen. Tony Gwynn Jr.'s idol today, but Matt Scraby is here. We're hanging out for about another hour, and then we're sending it up to the Bay. Scrabe,
showtime!
Stop it with him. Just, you know what? If I had my say, just eliminate that from the repertoire. But
it's a good drop.
Joe Tessitore.
He was calling. What game did he call over the weekend?
Yeah, I know. I saw him. I heard his name. I heard his voice, and I quickly switched the channel. Whatever game it was. Monday Night Football, San Francisco, New York Jets. They just showed a shot of the stadium inside there. Levi's Stadium, I believe it is. Great.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they had they were, you know, showing some guys out on the field and some of the broadcasters. It is currently, now it's an hour and a half, but when they showed the shot, it was at 3:10, a half an hour ago. Well before, 2 hours more than before kickoff. There's already a ton of people in their seats. Like, what are you doing? You have nothing else you could be, you know, maybe getting a little shade. It's like 100 degrees up there, right?
Yeah, I don't understand people that are able to sit in the sun for prolonged periods.
Just going to sit there for 2 hours and wait for them to kick off, huh? By the way, does not make you a better fan than the smart guy who is, you know, getting some cover and having a cold beverage before they come to their seats.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You're not a better fan because you're in your seat early.
It's crazy. I remember earlier this year when the Padres played the Brewers at home on a Sunday, I got some of the Odyssey tickets, which were right behind home plate. Mm-hmm. It was also 90 degrees, and we sat in the sun the entire game, which was fine, but it was brutal. I was sweating the entire game. So these people are sitting there without anything happening on the field.
Not much going on out there, but in a couple of hours there will be, and we'll have the game for you right here on 97.3 The Fan. Jets and 49ers. By the way, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine. Coronado, La Jolla, dining, takeout options. Spiro'sCuisine.com. Traffic, and then what else is happening? Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one... the only...
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And before I forget, this hour is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit today. All right, let's get into the first topic. And one of the things that we've been talking about, one of the things that makes us most concerned,
number five,
would be Ha-Seong Kim. We know that he's not close to coming back to the Padres after trying to throw over the weekend. He tried to throw it at full speed, but he still had discomfort. So Mike Schilt, the manager of the Padres, said he's still a little bit off, a long ways off, in my opinion. There are thoughts to bringing Xander back to shortstop, but he did say he wanted to stay at second, so we're not sure what's going to happen here.
I don't really care what Xander wants right now. Honestly, I care what's best for the team. And I'm not being mean to Xander. The team needs what the team needs right now.
But he's already done what the team needs once, and he got kind of hosed doing it,
too. Too bad. If I need him to bat ninth, he better bat ninth. I don't care. We got to win games right now. Go ahead with your question.
We're going to assume that I'm going worst case scenario. Ha-Seong Kim misses the playoffs.
Okay.
Is this a little deal, no deal, or fantastically huge deal?
It's a deal. It can be one of the choices. Well, it can be less of a deal if Bogarts or Cronenworth are moved to shortstop and Arise is moved to first base and Peralta and Solano were made the DH. But it's a thing. I mean, they're better with, obviously, defensively with Ha-Seong at shortstop. So, but I honestly, this is my feeling on it officially. I don't care. I don't have time to care right now. I only have time to go out and win the game tomorrow and win another game and keep winning down the stretch to hang on to my playoff spot. So if he's not ready, I can't worry about him. That's the way you have to play this right now. Again, we're not in a long-term, do what's best for the long-term situation. We're now sprinting. So do what's best for now. And right now, yeah, there is no Ha-Seong Kim. What do you think? Is it a big deal?
I think it's a massive deal.
Massive
deal. I think it's a massive deal because we took for granted Ha-Seong Kim out there every single day. It just wasn't a thought. He was going to be in the lineup. Now, was he successful this year at, you know, hitting? Not as much as we've seen in the past. But what Mason McCoy doesn't have is the ability that we've seen so far. He doesn't have the ability that Ha Sung Kim does. Ha Sung Kim can hit a home run in a big situation. Ha Sung Kim can hit one in the gap in a big situation. We haven't seen that from Mason McCoy. And that's why Mason McCoy cannot start at shortstop for the rest of the season.
It's a big loss, but you know what? The other teams have injuries too. So do what you can to, you know, negate the injury as much as possible. And right now, since it's, you know, a long stretch, he did it for a while and got away with it, but now it's time.
Yeah, now it's
time to get Mason McCoy out and get either Solano or Peralta's bat in.
And move Jackson Merrill to third and Profar to sixth.
In the order.
In the batting order, yes.
I think you got to consider that. I really do. Because right now, Merrill's a lot scarier of a hitter.
All right. Number four. Tom Brady made his announcing debut for Fox over the weekend, and it came with mixed results on how he did. He called the Browns and the Cowboys game for Fox with Kevin Burkhardt. So I'm up first. What did you think of Tom Brady's debut? Number one, I think...
Do you want to give me... you're going first.
Yeah, I think he got a bad game to call because it was really boring. There was no real drama in this game whatsoever. I thought he did exactly how I thought he was going to do, which was make some good comments here and there, stumble over his words here and there, and just be overall Tom Brady. He needs to figure out who he is, though. He needs to figure out, like... You know how Romo's the guy who was like, I don't know, Jim? He needs to figure out like what Tom Brady's personality is, because he was kind of boring and he was kind of like a paper bag, or not a paper bag, a cardboard cutout.
Tom Brady was.
Yes, what I was trying to say.
Kind of ho-hum.
Very ho-hum. But I think he did all right. I could see him getting better. Chris?
Yeah, it's one game. I mean,
he is the GOAT. He's getting paid $300 million.
Doesn't matter. He's not the GOAT at broadcasting, and it's going to take him time. There's no one other than maybe, you know, Vin Scully who could walk in their first game ever and be good. Tony Romo took a long time, by the way, to establish that
persona.
But it took a long time for that to come around.
It did. Yeah, it takes
John Madden wasn't John Madden the first game. So I'd really rather not give a rating. I didn't think he was very good. I don't think he was very good. There you go.
All right. I don't think he was very good.
That's way too early.
It is way too early. I get it. But when you're Tom Brady, everything is up for grabs. This NFL season is getting pretty expensive for one New York Jets player. Adam Schefter tweeted this earlier today. Quote, Jets holdout edge rusher Hassan Reddick will forfeit a game check of nearly $800,000 for missing tonight's regular season opener versus the 49ers, and an additional nearly $800 for each game he subsequently misses. This is on top of more than the $5 million in NFL-mandated fines that he's already accumulated for missing practices, meetings, and all of that stuff. So, Chris, do you think at this point it's beneficial for Hassan Reddick to sit out?
Beneficial for Hassan Reddick?
Yes.
I don't know. I guess, you know, he's the only guy, right, that can't get a new contract. Maybe he should ask for a trade to the 49ers. They would give in and give him something like they did the Ayuk and the tackle. But
the tackle.
Williams. Normally this works, right?
Yeah, it does.
It's not working.
It's not.
He's gone. You know, he's almost to the point of no return now. Right? I mean, he's into the season. He's missing games.
Well, it's like Ja'Marr Chase. He sat out the entire preseason.
Yeah, but then he finally...
And then he caved.
Yeah. I would cave, take the money, and then figure there's a whole lot more where that came from. So that would be my answer, but I can understand why he's doing it, because 90% of the time it works.
I can understand why he's doing it too, but this is stupid on his part.
Stupid, you
because
say.
You know what, Mr. Hassan Reddick, your talent can go tomorrow, and you will never make any more money off of football again. Look at what happened with Le'Veon Bell. He was awful after he sat out his year. I think, you know, there's a difference to me. There's a difference between Ja'Marr Chase and Hassan Reddick. Ja'Marr Chase seems like he just didn't want to do the preseason thing while trying to get a new contract. But he ended up showing up for his team even though he didn't get what he wanted. Hassan Reddick is clearly does not care about his team, only cares about himself. That's not clear at all.
It's clear. You're saying the same thing about Brandon Ayuk, and it's just not clear.
Why did Ja'Marr Chase show up? Because he's there for his team. He wants to win. He wants to play. Some of these guys just want the money and don't care about anything else.
Everybody looks out for number one, even you. Even you. In your own little weird world.
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, I taken a discount forever in this job to
I
do
said
it.
In your own weird way.
Okay. Number two. I'm just tired of guys sitting out because they...
I know you are,
I'm just
but
tired of it.
It's going to keep
tired,
happening.
Tired of it.
All right.
After getting beat by Nebraska 28-10 on Saturday in Lincoln, Coach Prime and his Colorado Buffaloes just looked outmatched, Chris. More and more is coming out about the program, and a local sports reporter reported this. Quote, Deion Sanders told the Colorado band they couldn't play if his son Shador Sanders scores a touchdown so that the loudspeaker can play a recording of his son's perfect timing song after he scores. Now, my friend is a CU guy, and he is pointing out every single thing that the media is saying that is wrong. And he said, quote, in a text message, my understanding is that CU is not playing Glory after Shador's TD, but is playing the actual fight song after the PAT. So I wanted to bring that up before people accuse me of presenting it one-sided. I'm up first. When are you going to detach from Coach Prime? I detached a long time ago. Chris, when are you going to detach from Coach Prime?
Kicking a man when he's down. It's easy to do. I'm not going to detach from Coach Prime.
Are you kidding me? Do you see how bad his teams look? They look like they haven't been
coached. Is that the only thing in the world?
Yes.
Okay.
When you're a football coach, yes. Your team winning? Yes.
Lost a game Saturday. Lost a bunch of them last year. He's trying to, you know, resurrect a program that was awful. I don't know. I like Coach Prime better than you do. So what can I tell you?
You're going to be at one point, you're going to be like, I never liked this guy. I don't know what's going on with him.
I promise you I won't say that because I like what he's trying to do. Right now it's not going well.
It's not going well at all for him. All right.
Number one.
Notre Dame in Northern Illinois on Saturday. Notre Dame was down 16-14, and they were trying to make a 62-yard field goal to win it. Here is the Northern Illinois radio broadcast. We're going to play a little Rate the Radio call.
He's lining it up. 5 seconds left. NIU up 16-14. 62-yarder. Snap, hold, Jeter's kick. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! Picked up by NIU! Picked up by NIU! The Huskies have done it! The Huskies with the biggest upset in NIU history! They come to South Bend, Indiana, and they knock off the number 5 team in the country!
Is there another overrated team like Notre Dame? I mean, there are a ton. Notre Dame is always up there. Anyway, I'm being a hater today. My question for you is, Chris, rate that radio call.
Give him about an 8.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really excited, which I understand. Lost his voice. I'd be just as excited if I went to Northern Illinois and our school just got put on the map for an hour or two. It's a good call. It's solid. He's excited. I'd be that excited. Notre Dame did beat Texas A&M the week before, so they weren't a completely a number 5 paper rated team. That's a hell of a great win. We went to Notre Dame once with the Aztecs, and we almost pulled off a win, and I would have probably been that excited too.
All right. Yeah, no, I think it's exciting too. 8 is right for a college radio call.
8 is great.
8 is great.
All right, Chris versus the fans is great. It's coming up next. 833-288-0973. You want to play some trivia? Want to win some prizes? We got new prizes for the month of September.
We did.
Stay tuned. It's coming up.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.